worse economic results by the day. But he refuses to acknowledge the gravity of this cost of living crisis gripping the nation. In Parliament today, Albanese pretended everything was rosy. Wages going up, he said. Gender pay gap solved. Inflation falling. No dramas. Well, Albanese's head is in the Copacabana clifftop clouds. And here's his reality check. The news today that the Albanese government is presiding over the longest household recession. GDP per capita has been falling for the past six quarters. This is longer than any period over the past 50 years, according to The Australian. And the only reason we're not in a nationwide full-blown recession is because of the high immigration numbers that's propping up the budget, the Big Australia policy. But that's all irrelevant to the average family, because at a household individual level, we are in a recession and families are feeling it. Ross Greenwood spoke about this here last night.
Guess what happened? The individual, the household, has been in recession for months and months and months now. And that's what consumers are feeling. That's what people are feeling. That's the reason why you've got restaurants going out of business around Australia right now, because people do not have the disposable income.
And the actual figures show that business insolvencies have hit their highest level since the pandemic, a four-year high. And as we spoke about last night, household disposable income is lower than even during Australia's past four recessions. Well, given all of this, it's kind of stunning to think that when Albanese became Prime Minister in May 2022, the cost of living was his single biggest election promise. You couldn't have missed it.
Labor has a plan for a better future, a plan not just for them, but for their children as well, for families, taking the pressure off the cost of childcare, the cost of electricity.
A plan to address cost of living.
Take pressure off cost of living.
Meaningful, ongoing help with the cost of living for families.
That was his promise, take the pressure off the cost of living. But 2.5 years on, this is the reality, as articulated by the Coalition in Question Time today.
After 2.5 years of this Albanese Labor government, Australians have seen their standard of living fall off a cliff, the biggest reduction since records began in the 50s. We've been in a household recession for a record six consecutive quarters. This is worse for households than Keating's recession we had to have and the disastrous Whitlam government. This weak Prime Minister is taking our country in the wrong direction. How can Australian families afford another 3 years of Labor?
Yeah, it's a brutal reality check, and it was reflected as well in a question on Q&A last night that captured the sentiment of many Australians.
My husband and I, our grocery shop, I mean, the grocery shop is just staggering. And I don't know, personally, knowing a number of people who don't have a house, they're paying rent every week. And if they've got a couple of children, how do they pay rent, pay all these heavy tolls, huge grocery bills, education, I mean, medical, the list just goes on. And I think people are getting to the point where they've lost all hope in there being a better way of life than what they're experiencing now.
Well, grilled on these issues in Parliament today, Albanese spoke of wage growth. And yes, it's true, wages have grown under Jim Chalmers. But the growth has sadly been more than eroded by taxes and the higher cost of goods and services thanks to inflation. But Albanese, of course, never mentions the government's tax intake that's only getting higher and higher. Record tax thanks to bracket creep. And as you might have heard, Deloitte Access Economics said today that we're looking at the most severe deterioration in the budget bottom line ever recorded outside of the COVID pandemic.
This is the most significant deterioration in the underlying cash balance that we've seen outside of the pandemic. So what we need in Australia is better fiscal policy, better economic reform and tax reform to get the budget into a more sustainable position over the longer term.
Now we sit here, we're just weeks out from the end of the year when Albanese had thought that interest rates would be falling and he would coast into the summer break sipping his Albo pale ale on the balcony of his new Copacabana clifftop mansion and then roll into an easy election win. Just like he thought he'd easily win The Voice. And when he didn't, he blamed misinformation and set about trying to foist on Australians new legislation that would shut down free speech. Well, trying to convince Australians that he's got this economic crisis covered and that he should be re-elected, well, that's going to be a harder sell than The Voice, because this is personal. Right now, many Australian parents will be worrying about how they can afford to buy Christmas presents for their kids this year. But none of this seems to bother Albanese. It's like he doesn't know it's even happening. A Prime Minister living a life of freebies and luxury while the nation he's meant to be leading suffers.